Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com. Brock Hunter.
Morning, man. What's happening?
Happy Wednesday, everybody. It is time now for your sports. I don't know why that was so awkward for me right there.
Okay, then.
Good morning, now, sports. Shall we do? Yes. All right. Yes. Sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
Oh, a couple of morons over here. Anyway, as always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. So you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets. Hashtag Showtime Cam. Hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite team in the end zone after scoring a touchdown. Hey, Bud.
Hey, Bud. All right, you ass. Let's start out with Major League Baseball scores.
All right, fine. Jeez, God.
Miami BR losing. I'm sorry, losing to Atlanta 5-9. Houston beat Oakland 5-2. Yankees beating Tampa Bay. Or I'm sorry, losing to Tampa Bay 5-7. Getting those mixed up there. San Diego losing to LA, man, 1-5. So baseball winding down a little bit. Just a few scores there, but yeah, man, we're gonna see. It's still holding true. It's unbelievable. Beginning of the season, I'm like, there's no way. But they've proven that they can play baseball, man, with all this stuff going on around here. Moving on to NBA. Lakers, one win away from the title after game four victory over the Heat. L.A. beating Miami 102-96. Missed the game last night. Man, I was tired last night. I had to get to bed a little early because we get up early, right? But, yeah, one game a win from LeBron James. Winning another title. Does it count?
Their season was pretty regular, wasn't it?
It was shortened, but it was pretty regular, I guess.
Yeah.
As it could be. As much as it could be. Let's talk about pro football, man. The Pittsburgh Steelers host the Philadelphia Eagles this Sunday, allowing 5,500 fans at the Heinz Field to watch the game. But with coronavirus cases increasing in Wisconsin, looks like Green Bay, the Packers, will not have any fans in the stands for the rest of the season. So, I think they're used to it now. Rodgers was on that podcast talking about it the first week, just saying, man, it's weird. It is weird being able to hear everybody and everything that's on the field and just kind of the vibe. But I think everybody's kind of getting used to it now. Mm-hmm. He was on it. Rodgers was on last night on the McAfee podcast. Dude, it's fantastic. Dude, He's dropping F-bombs. It's just such a different, like, it's such a different direction of Pat McAfee. You get your regular guys on ESPN and blah, blah, blah. It's just so cookie cutter-ish, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
McAfee's really asking the questions. They're asking the questions you want to hear from Rodgers. And Rodgers is like, you know what? This is great. He's like, thank you for giving me a place to come where I can vent and just talk about things and be real. Because the media twists things so much. And he's like, dude, I just got sick of it. I would never do interviews because anytime I did an interview, they'd just take a blip of it and they'd twist it around.
Yeah.
And like nobody would get to see the interview. They don't get to see facial reactions. They don't get to see tone, hear tone of voice. And so when he's on that podcast, you can really tell, man, he's just loving it. He's appreciating it.
It's great. I know we've been giving a lot of love to Rodgers and the Packers. I get that. I know we are in Lions and Bears territory, and for some reason the Colts are still brought up around here. But it has been fun to watch him do that. Did you watch that clip? I know
we do. We pay respects to the Bears and the Lions all the time. I just pay dues to great football. You know, I'm the ultimate bandwagon fan, Brock, and if somebody's playing good, I ain't going to shy away from it.
So, did you hear the clip that, or watch the clip where Rodgers made the comment about his down years? Oh, yeah. It was brilliant.
Yeah, yeah. Rodgers. About his down, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like.
Go ahead.
Well, he says, I'm trying to think, it seems in my down years, everybody else shines or something in that regards. Is that how it was?
No. This is burning my brain. He said he always laughs when people talk about his down years because down years for him are usually career years for other quarterbacks. And
damn.
I'm like, yes.
He mic dropped it, dude.
He did. Straight mic drop. But Pat McAfee dropped it in his shorts, man. It was crazy. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
So, yeah, he's going to be pretty sad, though, after they play the Bucs. Just saying.
sad that the fact that he murdered Tom Brady on the field? Brady's going to be dead.
I don't know. We'll see.
I know. I have nothing to watch this weekend. It sucks, man. So yeah. I have to wait till next week. But
I got some other stories, but the title of one of them is CrossFit. And you know what? It's not a sport.
No, it's not.
We're not going
to
talk about
it. It's working out. It's other people do to get ready to do their sport. All right.
Right. And the other one is a soccer. And we'll just leave it at that.
Perfect. All right. There you go. That's your sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. 728 Brock Hunter.
What's up, you ass?
Your ass. Well, we got to get right to, I don't know, that was a goat or a camel or so. I don't know.
It's Yoko. You're Yoko.
Oh, there you go.
Yoko Ono. That's so bad.
Good God, Yoko. Yeah, there's
she's singing with Chuck Berry or something.
Oh, my God. You want to see one of the greatest clips ever. Look up Chuck Berry and Yoko. And apparently in that story, you can't see him, but John Lennon, like, is just laughing his ass off. Like, so Chuck Berry's on there performing on stage and doing a favor for John Lennon. And so Yoko's on there. He's playing, and all of a sudden, it's time for Yoko to shine. And she literally just...
The look on Chuck's face, he looks over and is like, what the, dude?
I mean,
somebody get her off the stage.
And also, too, there's another great video of like Yoko doing a like performance piece at a art gallery. And it's literally just her like yelling and doing that like, for like 5 minutes. That's it. And people that are taking pictures. What? Look,
yeah, man.
I'm not a fan of the Beatles, but I think it's safe to say that Yoko was a big part of the downturn of that
just
band.
Get rid of her, man.
Yeah, they're
why
all
do you love her
Lennon,
so much?
They're all looking at Lennon like, dude, what the hell? Really?
Man.
Yoko?
It's like, dude, we're this close. I mean, we are there. We're already there. We're the biggest band ever. But we could just be, we're right there, man.
The sex must have been just out of this world. That's the only thing that Lennon would put up with. Like, geez.
You know, I put a bra on too, Yoko, for God's sakes.
Way to go, Yoko. I digress. We have to get to it. It's time for your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
Bud Distributing, stocking fridges with Bud Light so you can watch your favorite teams play at home or at your favorite bar while responsibly enjoying Bud Light. Tag your tweets with hashtag ShowtimeCam, hashtag Bud Light Sweepstakes for your chance to celebrate with your favorite teams in the end zone after scoring a touchdown.
That's right, man. Let's talk about it. NBA last night, Lakers beating the Heat 102-96. L.A. leads that series 3-1. A closer game than it was the other night. That's for sure. But who knows? Miami could come back. LA is one game away. So, we'll see how that ends up, man. Talking about Major League Baseball yesterday, the Astros beating the Athletics, man, 5-2. The Astros. Tampa Bay Rays beat the Yankees 7-5. Actually, for the first game, Houston leads the series 2-0. And for the second, Tampa Bay and Yankees, that series is tied 1-1. Moving on to the American League, the Oakland A's going to be taking on Houston at 3:35 today. Tampa Bay going to be in New York playing the Yankees at 7:10. National League, Miami going to be in Atlanta at 2:08. San Diego going to be in L.A. playing the Dodgers at 9:08.
Nice.
We got some more stories here around the old pro football. When Pittsburgh Steelers host the Philadelphia Eagles this Sunday, that will be allowed 5,500 fans into Heinz Field to watch a game. But with the coronavirus cases increasing in Wisconsin, it looks like Green Bay not going to have any fans in the stands for the rest of the season because they're kind of spiking over there a little bit. So You got to be careful. You don't want to get old Rogers.
No, don't want to wear a mask. It's fine. Let's ruin football. You'd think that Wisconsin, being most 99.9999% of the state, are diehard Green Bay Packer fans. You'd think that we could all rally around the fact that we don't want to see our season ruined. Aaron Rodgers having one of the best seasons he's had. But no, let's all piss and moan and not wear mask and ruin the season. I swear to God, Wisconsin. I swear to God. If you ruin it.
You know what? Dude, he's going to get sick. Ah, it's gonna be terrible. I feel bad for him.
You know, seriously, guys, all right? We sit there and we hem and haw about how we're Wisconsin. We love the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, but we can don't ruin the football season. Don't do it.
Just bring him over here to Michigan. Detroit would love him, dude. Stanford's good, I guess. Maybe Chicago needs him.
Yeah.
Trubisky's out. We got Nick Foles in. Who's kind of, I know last week it was, man, I hope they're not right with saying when Nick Foles starts, he's not as good as he is coming off the bench.
We'll see.
Because that's kind of what it's proven to be true.
We'll see.
So there you go. That's your sports this morning. Not much going on Wednesday, but that's what you get.
Good enough. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.